before I lose you. I couldn't stand the pain.
The road to love has tragedies. Some loves don't get to be. They end up tears in someone's eyes. How they cry.
And it could happen to us if we're not strong. So why don't we hurry to love before it's gone? Now we get to love in time. Cause I gotta make your mind.
It's 97.5 FM. Billy Davis and Marilyn McCoo, I hope we get to love in time so I can make you mine. It's another edition of Love Letters on this old school Thursday. A little overcast on the outside, and I hope you're doing fine this afternoon. Today, I think I want to talk about romance. Yes, we all need more romance. Don't you agree? I was reading something in one of my favorite books, Man of Steel and Velvet, and it talks about the need of a woman for romantic love. You know, you provide for her and give her all the things that she wants, but on top of that, she needs romance. A lot of women out there saying they need romance. The men ain't romantic, no romance bone in them at all. So fellas, you know, I think we need to pull our socks up and show them that we could be romantic. And reading in this book, it says, love is to a man a thing apart. It really ain't that important. This is woman's whole existence. That was by Lord Byron. So she exists for romantic love. So I'm learning too, okay? So, and it goes on to say, romantic love is a tender, soul-stirring feeling a man and woman experience for one another. Feel the fire burning. It is, in fact, the all-consuming emotion that brings them to marriage and together. And, you know, sad but true, after marriage, a man needs only a vague assurance that his wife really loves him. But in the woman, this need is intense. So I've heard, and this book is agreeing, it continues from day to day for the rest of her life. What a serious, serious, serious thing. Few men realize the need. And this neglect brings much unhappiness and frustration to women. Guys, you know, what I want to find out today, is this need for romantic love so important to women? And do they need it a whole lot? Do they need a whole lot of it? And fellas, what can we do to provide it? I want to know. You know, somebody call me, let me know what you can do to provide this romance. They want romance. They want all sorts of nice little sweet stuff. You know, let me know what you think, okay? It's Love Letters on an Old School Thursday with Luther.
This world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. Could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day so sunny and blue, and if you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world. Anything.
that you do.
Is 97.5 Luther Vandross. If this world was mine, I'd give you the birds and the bees, everything. Yeah. Yeah, the need for romantic love in a woman's life as well as a man. And what can be done to show romance? That's what I want to know. What can you do to show romance? What has been done to you romantically? Call me 326-8255 if you have something you want to share with me. 322-5477, or send me a text message at 466-4387. Okay, 322-5683, 326-8255, or text 466-4387 if you have romance on your mind or you want to share some romantic tips today.
Every day your immune system is compromised. You use up vitamin C quickly and even faster with stress and cold. Burst back into life with Halib Orange. Burst back into health with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, as much as in 12 oranges. Each effervescent tablet is bursting with fresh fruit flavor. Sparkling orange, lemon, and sugar-free blackcurrant, also suitable for diabetics. Health never tasted so good. Halib Orange, bursting with flavor, bursting with health.
Looking for furniture with style and elegance without forfeiting comfort? Well, you need to look at Donald's Furniture. Donald's Furniture and Appliance Center, home of the Credit Connection, located 6 Terrace Centerville, will provide just what you're looking for. Furniture with comfort, style, elegance, and stunning good looks. And the lowest prices on the island. Easy credit terms available. Stop in or call us at 322-1731 or 322-3875. Donald's Furniture and Appliance Center. Comfort, elegance, and style.
Love 97 FM, the Bahamas. And on the World Wide Web at www.love97fm.com.
You bring feeling to my life.
97.5 FM Chicago, you are my inspiration. 4:43 in the afternoon time, Michael Thiessen with you on this Old School Thursday, another edition of Love Letters. We're talking about romance, and I'm going to see if I could share some of my book. I'm not an expert, okay? I read things with you, and we're talking about romantic love today. Is it important to women, and why do they need it so much? And I came across a story, just to read a brief bit of it to you. This gentleman, he loved his wife dearly after, and she suffered, and let me start all over. A man who loved his wife dearly suffered the terrible blow of losing her in death. He was left with several small children, and in his predicament felt an urgent need to find a second wife. His bride had never been married and suddenly found herself with a family and full household. She entered marriage hopefully and determined to succeed in her new responsibilities. Her husband loved her to a degree, but never sufficiently to allow her to forget his first wife. He grieved her death openly. His attitude was that his new wife was fortunate to get a ready-made family of adorable children and a husband to provide for her. He felt he was giving her everything she required and deserved. His appreciation was the type that he would extend to a housekeeper, denying her the love and tenderness every woman needs affected her tragically, and he saw a withering effect take place. Observe the tender blossom fade on the vine while she was reduced to a common drudge. She lost the vitality she formerly had and became harsh and disagreeable. His lack of love destroyed her finer qualities. So what I want to know, what can we do as men or even women to cultivate romance in our lives, in our marriages, with our husbands, with our wives? Call me 326-8255, 326-8255. If you don't want to talk, send me a text at 466-4387. Someone said to me, they didn't want to go on air. They said, you know, they want to feel like they're the only person in the whole world that exists, and you're the only one that exists for them, and drawing attention to all that is good for me. This is what she said, all that is good for me and them. So women want to feel like they're the only one in the whole wide world that exists. Peebo Bryson.
Mine. I'm so glad I found you. I will take my time.
It's Love, 97.5 FM, Peabo Bryson, So Into You, 4:49. And I think we have someone, some brave soul on the Kiss line. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. I am a brave soul.
I realize it's a little private.
I just want to share something. Almost a year ago, an American women's magazine commissioned me to write a love story about the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
Want me to write a real love story, and they sent samples. They wanted to know about the walk along the beach, and they want to know about the candlelight dinners and people sitting and watching the stars and whatever. They gave me specific instructions on how to write the story, and it has to be a true story.
Okay.
Well, I started to write, and I went into writer's block, which means that your mind gets blocked and you don't know what else to say. So I don't know if they behave and experience, but some persons experience it, mm-hmm. where you could have a love thing, love walk and love things that you do together and holding hands, walking on Bay Street and looking at the store windows, holding hands and stuff. But I couldn't find that in our society, what they wanted.
You mean you couldn't find no one who could hold hands?
I couldn't find a real story whereby persons would be really, really loving and, you know, touching and things like that.
You know,
that's what they wanted me to express, the Bahamian way of life and loving it. It's out there, but I just couldn't see it and couldn't find it.
You couldn't see nobody?
No.
You couldn't see nobody?
I don't see any couples walking along Saunders Beach holding hands. Persons sit in restaurants, but I see them sometimes, but I just don't see that loving connection. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places.
Well, you know, I wonder about that, and, you know, I do it sometimes, but I need help. Like most men, I would presume, need help in showing more romantic love to their significant.
I have to finish my story, Michael.
Sorry.
People in the States are waiting for it.
Oh, you won't finish it yet?
No. I went into writer's block, and I'd write some things like they said a true story.
Oh, they want a true story.
They want a true story of the way love is expressed openly in the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah, they want that, and I look for it everywhere, and I see some of it, but I don't see it continually.
But you know, I what I found that you would get a lot of response if it's a controversy.
Yes.
In love or in romance or in relationships, but generally speaking, if you want to do something positive or something that's uplifting, like romance or that type of stuff. It's hard to get people to call in who want to go on. I mean, I know it's sort of private, but is that an indication of what's happening?
Maybe that's why I can't get my story finished, because nobody wants to talk and reveal where it is. It's there, but it's there, though.
It's there. I just think, a lot of people need help. And I know some people out there listening, and they have had some experiences that were good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they can, it'd really be helpful if you can just break that fear, call and share it with somebody,
Share it, and then I'd be able to get some of the information.
Somebody, you might even be able to use them.
My story, because I'm a writer, and I've been looking all over the place to find this. I went to the islands and Eleuthera and hope I could find some persons along the beach looking at the sunset there. A few, but not very many people want to look at the sunset holding someone's hands.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I got some pointers I'm going to read throughout the rest of the show, so hopefully that might help somebody.
Okay.
Hopefully someone will come through.
You'll get the answers today, right?
Hopefully I'll give a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get somebody.
I will.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
$5
deal done. Domino's is doing it again.
$5 deal.
It's the Super Mega Medium Meal Deal. Now you can feed your family with the Super Mega Medium Meal Deal for just $5 each. Purchase any four medium cheese pizzas. Get each for only $5. Four medium cheese pizzas, just $5 each. Now the family is fed, everybody is happy, and you have change to spare. Domino's Super Mega Mediums. Order for delivery or carry out today.
We're in your neighborhood now.
Get the door. It's Domino's.
It's one night you don't want to miss. Entertainment Consortium Bahamas Limited and Mario's Bowling and Entertainment Palace presents One Big Night, a montage of entertainment featuring the one and only Ronnie Butler, KB, Therese Hepburn, Tada, Ira Storr, Elon Moxie, Sosa Man, Stelik, Gino D, Nita, Veronica Bishop, Funky D, Spank Van, LaCall, Tina the Fire Dancer, and the Obia Man. Saturday, October 23rd, at Mario's Bowling and Entertainment Grounds, hosted by Rudy Grant. Doors open at 8 p.m., showtime 9:30 p.m. Tickets $25 in advance and $30 at the gate. Sponsored by Robin Hood, Bahamas Food Services, Burns House, Sans Beer, Nautilus, Island Luck, Island FM, Entertainment Consortium Bahamas Limited, and Mario's Bowling and Entertainment Palace. It's one big night you don't want to miss. Be there.
It's Love, 97.5 FM. Let's go straight to the Love Line. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. I didn't get the story, but I only barely heard the question.
Yeah.
I believe you're asking, what can men or women do to spice up their relationship?
Yes, their romance. Women, and more so women than men, want romance, and they're saying men don't give it.
Oh, wow.
Would say ye?
Well, let me say this. I'll say the first thing is, how do you spell love? Love is spelled T-I-M-E.
T-I-M-E?
Yes, time. That is the first thing.
Okay.
Love is spelled T-I-M-E, and that has to go both ways, or man towards man and woman. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I can start off with the men first, like, women need to understand that what I learned, and from my own personal experience as well, is that I find that a lot of men, in my own research as well, a lot of men need to feel wanted.
A lot of men need, I didn't get that.
A lot of men need to feel wanted.
Wanted, okay.
Need to be desired, feel like, you know, so his wife desires it.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's one of the things a lot of women miss. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, a lot of things that can be in America, it's the simple thing that says a lot. The small little thing makes the biggest comment. You know, there are times when me and my wife, one of the things I do is, at the evening time, you'll just get, I'll get some music, some soft music play, turn on the light, light a candle, and just play some soft music with a glass of wine, and we talk for that for a while.
Yeah.
So, a lot of times, it's a simple little thing.
And that sounds really easy to do, too.
Yes, it is. People just need to use their mind and think about the simplest things. Another example is, every so often, you can leave a little note in the kitchen. You know, she can go in the kitchen or she can go somewhere.
Right.
Leave a little note expressing some love or some feeling or so forth. How well she looked today. And talking these things, it helps a lot too. And I think if those simpler things, you know, it can really expand the relationship and really tell a lot of the relationship.
That sounds really good, man. I really do appreciate your contribution. And, you know, it really makes a lot of sense. The simple things really can do a lot.
Simple things does a lot. A lot of people want to do the big thing, all this big time dinner, and this big time restaurant and so forth, but they don't always see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember a dinner experience with me. What I did is, I went, some time ago, I went and I bought a simple meal, a chicken and a rice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the way that was presented, you know, I get the music, after the send the kids to bed, I get the music, turn the lights on, light the candles, set the table, and do all of these things.
And open that chicken in the bag.
Then she was in the room. Then she was in the room doing her thing. I was out there setting up.
Wow.
Then she come. She didn't see a chicken. She didn't see a bag, mind you. I know she saw chicken and fries.
Uh huh.
She didn't see a bag because it was set up at the table, the dishes, and the glass of wine, and everything as simple as that.
Wow.
Simple as things.
Man, that sounds good. I really appreciate, man. I wish you could call back after the news. We could continue this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem, man.
But they sound really good. I need to put some of them into practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, eh?
All right.
Love 97.
Love 97.5 FM. A minute and a half before 5 o'clock, coming up at 5, Charisma Robinson with the 5 p.m. news update. Stick around, it's an old school Thursday.
It's a great feeling. A great feeling.
And now, here are news headlines from the Jones Communications Network.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm Charisma Robinson, and welcome to your Love 97 news headlines at 5 p.m. Tracy Davis, one of the Bahamian straw vendors who was arrested and charged in New York with conspiracy to traffic counterfeit goods, was back in court today. A judge sentenced her to time served, and she was placed on 2 years probation. She's expected to return home tomorrow. A chaotic scene at the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, where that mass demonstration has moved into the corporation's main news studio, with employees carrying placards that read ZNS Today, BEC Next. Reports are that the SWAT team and senior police officers had to be called in. More than 80 ZNS workers are set to be axed by the end of the month. Meanwhile, ZNS employees are threatening to boycott the 7 p.m. national newscast. Employees at this hour protesting in its new studio. Meantime, industrial unrest is also brewing at another government corporation. Members of the Bahamas Electricity Utilities Managerial Union met this morning to discuss the way forward. BEUMU President Irvin Dean says the main bone of contention is an unsigned industrial agreement. Stay tuned. A brief check on world news when we return.
This news update is brought to you by Stores Electric.
For the best in electrical supplies and contractors, visit Henry F. Store Electric, number 135 Mackey Street. Visit their showroom and see why they are called the light people. You'll find the biggest selection of light fixtures and bulbs in the region at the most affordable prices. Breakers, wire, conduit, decorative light fixtures, chandeliers, and replacement parts. Henry F. Store Electric, with over 45 years experience. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Telephone 393-7777.
Welcome back. St. Lucians continue to express their anger at the shooting death of an 8-year-old this week. The child died when masked gunmen burst into a home in the capital, apparently in search of a witness that has been described as a gangland-style shooting last month. And federal prosecutors in the United States say a woman has pleaded guilty to bulk cash smuggling after giving three people more than $500,000 to take to Jamaica. 41-year-old Jean Brown entered the smuggling guilty plea in the American city of Baltimore on Wednesday. And that does it for headlines at 5 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned for a full newscast at 7 p.m. for Love 97 News. I'm Charisma Robinson.
News Update has been brought to you by Stores Electric.
The music is good.
It's like gives me a good feeling all day.
It's great music.
Don't hear the same song a lot.
Love 97.
Your favorite adult radio station.
It's a great feeling.
So much love to give, and I want to give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms, and it's exactly like I thought it would be, me loving you and you loving me. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby.
It's Love, 97.5 FM. Good afternoon, Michael T. Strong with you. It's an old school Thursday, another edition of Love Letters. And yeah, we're asking, where is the love? Where is the romance? How do you do it? How do you show this woman how much you love her, or vice versa? Let's go straight to the love line. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm well, thanks. It's so sad that you're not getting any calls today. You know, I think if it was something negative, then we would have had more calls. But let me give you an experience I had just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I was celebrating a birthday, and my significant other, he called me at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, wished me a happy birthday,
mm-hmm.
and let me know that he was on the flight coming to Nassau to celebrate my birthday.
6:30.
That meant more to me than a gift.
Wow.
Okay? And I think we need to show love in small ways instead of looking for the restaurant dinner, the lavish dinners, the gifts, the flowers, and on these special occasions. Make every day special. And I trust that some more men and some more women mm-hmm. would call in and give their experiences, because I think they are out there.
Yeah.
Be shy. You can be helping somebody. And trust me, to me it's worth more than a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have much more to share. But the first lady who called in, I think I know that voice.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind holding on and give her my number.
Okay.
She can give me a call.
Okay, that sounds good. That
okay?
sounds good. I really appreciate that a whole lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. It's Love 97.5 FM. Yeah, it's kind of sad, you know, when, you know, if it's not controversial, we don't get the calls that we would like to get. But I know I know you're listening, you know, but if you have something you want to share with somebody out there needs help, you know, whatever, a small thing, you know. I remember someone said that they received a card from a significant other, and in the card, you know, his girlfriend or his wife, she sprayed a perfume in the card, and he was away for months, and every day he would smell that card, and it just blew his mind. Isn't that amazing? Something small and so simple as a card with perfume in it. Yeah. Something like that. You know, give me a call, 326-8255, or send me a text message, 466-4387. It's Old School Thursday with Teddy P.
So good. So good.
make love to you. Let me do what I want to do. All I want to do is make love to you. Let me do.
It's Love 97.5. Let's go straight to the Love Line. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, ma'am. And yourself?
Just great.
Great. You have a romantic experience you want to share?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I have a husband that not only loves me unconditionally, but sings to me on a daily basis. And he sings because he may not be the best thing in the world, but it's for me to know that the song is special. It's the little things in life that makes the world go round. And it's the little things in relationships that can make it even that much more positive. And I reciprocate the same. And too many times we don't tell our significant others, hey, you look really, really good today, or have a good day. Those are some of the little things that you put back in relationships with those who are not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they start, because those are things that will keep your relationship alive. Learn to enjoy each other. Learn to listen to music. Learn to listen to just the still small voice, sometimes of sheer quietness. Just being in each other's presence can make all the difference in the world without saying a single word.
Isn't that something?
That smile, that touch. Hey, those are important. Love will last like that.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for calling.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, something I'd like to share with the radio audience concerning, you know, special love.
Okay.
It's concerning, like, our Bahamian people. The way we should love our women and, you know, appreciate them to the most highest and most exciting way.
Okay.
It says, like, there's some days, you know, like, even after work, you can go by the beach and hold on to each other's hand and walk the beach with your toes, bare feet in the sand. And you look up in the sky and it's maybe a pleasant night with the sweet waves are swashing against the rocks. And you look at the birds, seagulls flying, you know, and you relate poets like, the moon is up, the stars are bright, the wind is fresh and free. We're out to seek for golden eyes across the silver sea. The world is growing gray and old. Reach out our realms again. We're out to seek a realm of gold beyond the Spanish Main. We seek of all the crying keys, the country smiles and lands. God let our singing channel breeze lighting our hearts and eyes. Let love no more be bought and sold and earthly lost again. We're out to seek a realm of gold beyond the Spanish Main. And looking for treasures in the sand and picking up little shells and you know, relating little poet on what we discover in the sand, the beach.
Right.
While we embrace each other and gazing at the morning stars, maybe the crickets squeaking and the birds hopping among the bushes.
Wow.
And you're just, you know.
Well, it sounds like your wife is a really fortunate woman.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No, not at the moment.
Boy, listen, I'm sure 101 can call after you hang up.
So? Okay.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Love Letters, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? Could you turn your radio down just a little bit?
Yes, my dear.
How are you?
Well, I'm trying.
You're trying, that's good.
Yes.
What do you think about that? How do you spruce up the romance in your life?
Michael, you have to keep the romance going in your life. You know, it's really very important. And the small things really count. You know, just that simple little greeting in the evening when the person comes home, whoever comes home first, and just that little peck on the cheek, or peck on the lips. You know, when you come out of the car, you open the door and you hold hands, you know, wherever you're going. You know, those simple little things. And I'll always remember my husband is going away. And that is years ago. And I was very upset because he was going away with his company. And I couldn't go. And I really wanted to go, but I couldn't go because it was for, you know, just the company.
Right.
And, you know, then I kissed him. I didn't know this. He wiped his lips on a piece of tissue. Do you know, Michael, that he has that tissue to this day?
What?
With that lipstick print on it.
Wow. Y'all don't blame her.
I am not joking.
You're teaching a lot of people a lot of good stuff today.
And I mean, you know, you have to just, you have to keep the love going. You have to keep it going. You know, I pity some people who don't know how to treat their husbands or who don't know how to treat their wives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I could really, you know, give them some pointers.
Well, that sounds real good, and I really do appreciate you calling, as always, and we need more of it, you know, not so much of the negativity. We could talk about that all day.
Oh, yes.
And people like that, and I'm so happy that there are some people out there who could actually share with us.
Yes, you know, and you know something, it's like when sometimes people feel like you go out there, and because it's your birthday or your anniversary, you have to send the biggest bunch of flowers. You know, a simple little clip of the rose from out the garden and whatever else you can pick up from out the garden, and you put it in the vase and you bring it inside. Do you know that means so much? And that's not being cheap, you know.
True.
Because those, then you go and you buy all those flowers and stuff. I'm not saying not to buy them. But then you buy all those flowers and stuff. At the end of the day, you get to water them. You end up throwing them out because they, you know, they dry up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, I'm not saying not to buy them sometimes now, but there's a time for everything.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But just a little simple things, you know, to show that you remembered me. If you go to the store and there's something that you know that I like, even if it's just a Snicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a Snicker.
Right.
And you bring that back home for me. You know how much that means? That means that you remembered me.
That sounds good. But listen, I really do appreciate you calling. And I know we could talk from here to eternity.
Of course.
But anyway, thanks for calling, okay?
Yes, my dear.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be singing first, then I'll sing.
No, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Let's get down on some harmony. Come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Somehow I knew it would be you. To change my gray skies to blue. And it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine. But all of a sudden, you snuck up from behind.
Special lady,
what a lady,
what
future, my sun didn't want to shine. But all suddenly slipped up from behind. Pop, pop went the weasel in my mind. That's got a special lady.
And a very exciting.
So exciting.
97.5 FM. Let's go straight to the love line. Love letters. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You want to share some romantic tips with us?
Yes, I just want to comment on the previous caller, the gentleman.
Okay.
I think the Bahamian man needs to take some lessons from him. That was very, very good.
It was.
The caller who gave the poem and walking on the beach.
Right, right.
I was mesmerized by him.
Yeah, I told him about 101 ladies going to call him because he said he don't have a wife.
Uh-huh. I need his number.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a matchmaker. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. But my phone is going. That'll run. Bye.
Okay. All right. Take care. It's Love Letters on an old school Thursday. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing with us. You're into the KFC Rush Hour with Ray Goodman and Brown. And KFC and BTC feeds the need with instant giveaways and chances to win 25,000 prizes. Come into KFC, where every purchase is a chance to win. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good. On the way, we got some stylistics for you, Aretha Franklin and Atlantic Star. It's an old school Thursday. You're listening to Love Letters. Give us a call, 326-8255. You want to share some romance? Yeah, maybe, you know, we could learn a thing or two.
What do people everywhere want? We all want the best. Best job, best house, best church. It's just how we're made. There's no mistake that best is in our name, Best Buy Furniture. You get the best service, the best value for your money, and it's our aim, from management to our wonderful sales team to our fast delivery and installation specialists, to give you the best. Best Buy Furniture gives you best prices with 25% off for cash, and salary deduction is available for government and government corporation employees. Best Buy Furniture, we're simply the best, always.
Vaughn L. Culmer & Associates Insurance Agents and Brokers Limited would like to thank you, Bahamas, for your patronage of our business. As we celebrate 15 years, we continue to provide a broad range of insurance products such as life, health, motor, property, and other commercial and professional products. We aim to bring value to the table. We aim to sell you what you need, not what we want. Look for the color purple on Rosetta Street.
Buenos dias.
Salut tout le monde.
Guten Tag.
Bonsoir, Mignon.
Konnichiwa.
The Bahamas' biggest, most popular international festival is back. It's the 15th annual International Cultural Festival. Visit over 100 booths from around the world for a taste of exotic food, drinks, culture, food, music, arts. Did I mention the food? Entry is just $5 for adults, $3 for kids. Don't miss the International Cultural Festival, October 16th and 17th at the Botanical Gardens, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's bigger and better than ever.
One people, one music, your station. Love 97.
I've got to take a little time. Little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
It's 97.5 FM. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. 27 minutes after 5 o'clock, you're into the KFC rush hour. It's an old school Thursday, an edition of Love Letters. And I got one thing to add, just one point I think that might help. And it says, how to love her. And I'm quoting from a book called The Man of Steel and Velvet, A Guide to Masculine Development by Aubrey Adeline. Get one. Yeah, it'll help you. Cultivate a feeling of love. It might seem on the surface impossible for a man to do something to awaken his feelings of love for his wife. He would expect his wife to bring this feeling about by her own femininity and charm. But the miracle is that there are things he can do to cultivate his feelings of love. As a beginning, remember the past. Think of how you felt when you fell in love with her. There was a time, no doubt, when she was the center of all your thoughts. You probably thought that if she could be constantly with you, that you would need nothing more. No matter how cloudy the day, it would be sunshine if she were there. If she had faults, you could not see them. You wanted to shield her, care for her, and protect her. Think now of the sacrifices she makes for you. Life has not been easy during your years of marriage. All marriages have disappointments, and you had your share of these. Remember how you supported. Remember how she supported you. And when you were discouraged, remember your plans and your hopes and your dreams. Yeah, remember when you did love her, remember? You couldn't wait to see her, all those good things. And you could only give her one thing, your love.
Thank you. should be, and I dedicate my life to you always.
A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above.
97.5 Atlantic Star, Always 536, an old school Thursday, and a big shout to the 100% Male Man organization. Yeah, they're getting ready for romance with their significant others tonight. Yeah, they want some love music. See what we can do for you, okay? You're into the KFC rush hour, that's right. KFC is feeding the need with 25,000 prizes. Along with BTC, you need to go and check it out. KFC, there's one on your way. If you're on Prince Charles, West Bay, Mackey Street, Robinson Road. And there's one out there going off Luger, going down Carmichael as well. You can check it out because, you know, KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good. On the way, some Otis Redding and Al Green, Barry White.
Shopping for home appliances and electronics? You may as well make it a one-stop shop kind of thing. At Master Technicians, we carry the very best in home appliances and electronics in a wide variety of top brand names. We can outfit your entire kitchen, keep you tuned into the latest electronic technologies, control your home temperature, and provide you with cutting-edge laundry solutions. You get the picture. Our prices are affordable and our payment options flexible. Plus, we get as excited about your needs and wants as you do. Why? Because we're Master Technicians and we've been serving you for over 40 years. Call us at 393-5310 or visit our showroom on Village Road today.
Coral Dreams Company, developer of Coral Breeze Estates in beautiful Coral Harbor, are celebrating their October anniversary. An open house is planned for Saturday, October 23rd in Coral Breeze Estates. Special anniversary discounts are available during the month of October, as well as special bank financing packages. Call Coral Dreams Company today at 325-0994 or 325-0995. Coral Breeze Estates, a place for gracious living.
Is this happening to you?
My TV off.
What about this?
Internet down again?
Listen, there's a better way. At Satellite Bahamas, we not only guarantee you quality service, we assure you the best quality HD satellite television experience and offer satellite internet service for the family islands. With our team of professionals and the best selection of digital channels and advanced satellite internet technology, we promise that this will never be you again. Make the switch. Satellite Bahamas. Service you can depend on. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street.
The best in hits and oldies. Love 97.
Darling, you made me change my mind. Can't go no further because you got me chained and bound. Taller than the tallest pine, sweeter than a grape. Can't go no further because you got me chained and bound. Nah, nah, nah. So glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Oh, I don't have to worry no more. Oh, man, man, man. Baby, somebody, somebody. Living. Oh Lord, what kind of love is this you're trying to give me? I feel like standing up and telling the world I'm changed to your love. Darling, oh, don't break this little heart of mine. There's no greater love than this love. Got me.